Music Nation on BBC Radio 3. Time to head off to our next concert now. It was recorded in Ludlow earlier this evening. Here's Petroc Trelawney.
Music Nation comes to Shropshire. Welcome to the beautiful market town of Ludlow in the Anglo-Welsh borderlands, a place famous for its 11th century castle, its weirs, its medieval and Tudor half-frame buildings, and its fancy restaurants. But it's not haute cuisine that has brought us here this evening. Instead, a chance to hear one of our leading performing groups, the Academy of Ancient Music, making its first appearance at the Ludlow Assembly Rooms. Directing the orchestra tonight, the brilliant Russian-born, British-educated violinist Alina Ibragimova, who's made a programme she calls The Rise of the Concerto. Two concertos each by Vivaldi and Bach lie ahead. But we're going to start by filling this room with the sound of the violin on its own. A piece by Heinrich Bieber, the cellist born in Bohemia in 1644, who spent most of his life as a court musician in Salzburg. His Passacaglia comes from his Rosary Sonatas. In the original manuscript, the work is preceded with a small engraving showing the guardian angel holding the hand of a child. Please welcome to the stage Alina Ibragimova. Marina Ibrahimova playing Bibi's Passacaglia in G minor from his Rosary Sonatas. Well, our concert here in Ludlow represents a journey toward the concerto. The numbers on stage will swell slowly. Before we hear from the full Academy of Ancient Music, we're going to add harpsichord to the sound of the violin in a sonata by Johann Sebastian Bach. When Bach was a young man, the solo sonata with continuo accompaniment was the principal vehicle for a professional violinist to show off his skill. The piece we're going to hear, BWV 1016, is one of a set of six that dates from the mid-1720s. Bach assembled these works with a huge amount of care. They proved to be models for his sons, his students, and his followers. There are four movements to the E major sonata. Please welcome back Alina Ibrahimova, and with her, harpsichord player Alastair Ross.
Thank you.
Alina Ibrahimova and Alastair Ross playing Bach's Sonata in EBWV 1016. Well, time now to hear the full complement of the Academy of Ancient Music in the first concerto of our evening. The ensemble's nearly 40 years old now. It was Christopher Hogwood who founded it, cocking a snook at the standard 70s practice of playing old music in a modern style. Hogwood and his contemporaries tried to recreate as closely as possible what would have happened when this music was first performed, using gut strings, valveless trumpets, violins and violas without chin rests, cellos held by players rather than resting on the floor. First edition scores are key as well, so as to strip away centuries of supposedly helpful revisions and edits. So tonight we are as close as possible to hearing the sound that Bach would have produced when his A minor concerto BWV 1041 was first performed in Leipzig at his Collegium Musicum. In Germany he may have been, but even then the musical world was far from isolated. The first movement in particular drawing on the rhythmic energy of concertos being written 400 miles away in Venice by Vivaldi. Bach's Concerto for Violin, BWV 1041, the Academy of Ancient Music, directed by Alina Ibrahimova.
Thank you.
Alina Ibragimova, the soloist in Bach's Concerto in A Minor, BWV 1041, played by the Academy of Ancient Music, performing here in Ludlow this Saturday as part of Music Nation, just one part of the UK-wide countdown to the 2012 Festival and the Olympics. Announced, by the way, that the Academy of Ancient Music are going to play a leading role in this summer's celebration of the Diamond Jubilee. They'll be performing Handel's Water Music and Music for the Royal Fireworks on board the Edwardian, the second of 10 musical herald barges, which will intersperse the Thames pageant on June the 3rd. Well, Alina Ibragimova making her Academy of Ancient Music debut this evening. I've been talking to her about her new relationship with the ensemble.
It's been really great. I've been having fun, I've been learning a lot, and I'm loving to get to know all of them, and I love playing the Baroque violin as well, which is something I'd love to do more of, so it's been great for me.
Yes, not your normal instrument.
No, this is an Amati violin, which has been changed into the way we think it used to be. So the neck is different, and got strings, and I play with a Baroque bow, and the bridge is also a Baroque bridge. So,
does that require rethinking by you as a musician? Is it like driving a different car or riding a bicycle?
I guess so, yeah. It takes a while to get used to it. It's a different technique. It's something that's still quite new for me, I feel. Even though, I mean, I studied it at college and I've been doing bits and pieces, but it's something that's a little bit new territory for me. I'm exploring it still.
And what about the challenges of performing this repertoire, directing this repertoire with this size of orchestra?
For me, it's just a larger scale chamber music, really. We'll just react to each other and see what happens, really. I don't feel like I'm really a director. I'd hate to think that I make them play in a certain way. They don't necessarily feel is right. It's what we come up with mutually, really.
And now the door's open. Can you see yourself doing more?
Yeah, I'd love to do more, yeah. I'm really enjoying it, and I get to play through the whole concert, so...
No sitting in your dressing room waiting for the moment of the concerto.
Absolutely not. No. In fact, most of the pieces are violin concertos, so no waiting.
Alina, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Music Nation in Ludlow this Saturday evening with the Academy of Ancient Music. Two concertos by Vivaldi next. First of all, one the title of which translates as Restlessness, RV 234 in D, L'Inquietudine, which aims to portray a turbulent emotional state. That it does, as Stephen Rose puts it in tonight's programme, through tumultuous figuration and unpredictable harmonies. Please welcome back the Academy of Ancient Music and Alina Ibragimova. Vivaldi's Concerto in D, RV 234. Now, three soloists in our next work, written for two violins and cello. Vivaldi placing a trio of musicians in relief against full-string orchestra. This is one of the concertos from Vivaldi's Opus 3, L'Estro Armonico, his epoch-making collection, published 300 years ago in Amsterdam by Roger North, and the work that established Vivaldi as the most important Venetian composer of his day. Northern Europeans were suddenly introduced to the energy and dynamism and flamboyant style of Vivaldi. Within a few years, pirated editions of the works appeared in London and Paris, and Vivaldi was the biggest of musical celebrities. Radically, the work begins with an introduction in short segments from the three soloists, Alina Ibrahimova and Rodolfo Richter, playing violins, Joseph Crouch, the cellist. Thank you. Elena Ibrahimova, Rodolfo Richter and Joseph Crouch in that Vivaldi triple concerto. The penultimate work in tonight's concert is a pioneering piece of programme music. Heinrich Bieber setting out to depict a military confrontation, a musical battle evoked entirely by strings, plucking col legno when players strike strings with the wood of their bow, pizzicato to evoke cannons, radical stuff when Bieber was writing in the 1670s, and he gave clear instructions. Where strokes are written, he said, one must knock the violin with the bow. Little daggers he placed over notes to evoke rifle shots. A dissolute horde of musketeers perform folk songs, having drunk a lot. Solo violin takes the part of the fife. Violone or bass evokes drums, and the battle concludes with a lament for the wounded musketeers. Bieber's Battaglia, performed for us by the Academy of Ancient Music. Bieber's Battaglia, and for the benefit of our listeners at home, something of a promenade performance there from Alina Ibrahimova and Joseph Crouch. Bringing us pretty much to the end of this concert by the Academy of Ancient Music here in Ludlow, part of Radio 3's weekend of music making, Music Nation. More from Shropshire tomorrow, by the way. A concert tomorrow afternoon at St Mary's Church in Shrewsbury, the Northern Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas Ward. 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Shrewsbury. Highlights on Radio 3 at 6:30 tomorrow evening. Well, to finish tonight, we return to Bach and another of his concertos, much influenced by Vivaldi, BWV 1042, probably written during his stint in the service of the Prince of Anhalt-Köthen in the early 1720s. Ferkel, who was Bach's first biographer, describes it as being full of an unconquerable joy of life that sings in the triumph of the first and last movements. Welcome back, please, for the final time this evening, the Academy of Ancient Music and Alina Ibrahimova. Alina Ibrahimova, directing the Academy of Ancient Music in Bach's Concerto in E, BWV 1042, here at the Ludlow Assembly Rooms. This tour, her first appearance with the Academy of Ancient Music. The first time, too, she's directed a period instrument orchestra. This tour concluding tomorrow night, when the programme's repeated at the Apex in Bury St Edmunds, also part of Radio 3's Music Nation weekend. Well, tomorrow night I'll be at the Barbican in London to introduce the BBC Symphony Orchestra, in a programme which, inspired by Shakespeare, includes the eagerly awaited UK premiere of Rufus Wainwright's Shakespeare Sonnets. That's tomorrow night. Hope you can join me for that. Now, though, as Alina Ibrahimova returns once again to the platform, cheers from the absolutely sold-out audience here at the Ludlow Assembly Rooms. But now from Shropshire, time to bid you good night.
That was Petrarch Trelawney in Ludlow there.